Genesis 22 from verse 1. And I want everybody else to say Jehovah Jireh.
Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Then he asked, and then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on me, on the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hands and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father, he said, Here I am. My son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood. Look, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb and the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb and the burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided.
All right. So everybody else, I think we are together because tonight, really, we are going to go into a certain realm of provision. Anyone else who has been praying for God to provide? Now, sometimes we pray for healing, we pray for different things. But tonight, anyone who has been praying for God to provide, to give them a financial breakthrough, a miracle, anything to do with the provision, I want you to come closer to your television because you will receive in the name of Jesus. I repeat, you're going to receive in the name of Jesus. Abraham prays for 25 years. The Lord kept saying to him, I'll give you a child. And he waited for the promise which God had promised he would have a child. Years were passing, 2 years, 3 years. The man had a promise, he would have a child. 25 years passed, and the man finally had a miracle. He has a child. But then the Lord comes to test him and says, I want you to give. I want you to do what? I want you to give your child, your only child. In the whole Bible, the biggest thing that God uses to test people is giving. Now, Are you here, right? Yes. The biggest area that God uses is what?
Giving.
Now, get this. I want you to listen to this very powerfully because somebody is about to receive something tonight. And you know when I say it, it happens. So God says, give your child. So he walks and God says, when you go to the mountain, I will tell you the place. Did you hear that? Meaning to say he will hear with his ears. Which exact place should he give the child? So it is not just something that out of being, you know, zeros to say, I just want to give. I want to give something to God. No. God said, when you are there, I will tell you the place. Did you hear that? Yes. I will tell you what? Yes. Now, so he comes with his child and with his servants. They're going to the mountain. They have carried everything. As they're walking towards it, the child said, Dad, but we have carried everything. But we have not carried the lamb to be sacrificed, to be given. And he said, God will provide. And the Bible says in verse 4, let me read it for you. It says, then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. Not that God said that is the place, but he saw the place, exact place. God said, when you go to Mount Moriah, there at Mount Moriah, I will show you the place. Now, first day when they was there, he didn't see the place. He moved around the whole mountain. He didn't see it. The second day, he didn't see it. The third day, he saw the place. So the Bible says he saw. And when he saw the place, he said, everybody stay here. He said, only me and what I'm giving, we are going there. So he took his child to the place which he saw. And I want you to understand this very well. Because most people confuse a lot on Jehovah Jireh. And it doesn't work. Tonight, money is coming. Contracts are coming. Projects are coming. Testimonies are coming. Miracles are coming. I am telling you this as a prophet of God, whom God has raised in this generation. Hear this. So, Abraham is moving with his child, and he sees a place. For the first day, they moved around. They never saw the place. The Bible says it was on the third day that he saw the place far off. Even giving has a specific area, specific place. So this type of giving, if you look at it, it's not a normal type of giving where somebody takes the son and says they're going to give their child. God said to a place in Mount Moriah, but I will tell you the place. And before God told him the place, he saw it. That's the area. There are people God will call you in the ministry and give you the place to say, you will be dealing with this area in this ministry. Are you here? Yes. Now, as he sees the place, he says, everybody stay here. Then he goes there, he takes his son and put him in ropes and he puts him on the altar. As he was about to kill his son, the Lord said, don't. Look behind. When he looked behind, there was a lamb tied on a thorny bush. I have a problem again. God puts a miracle in a bush of thorns. Do you know that some of you here, God gave you a breakthrough, but for you to get it, there are so many thorns around. But it's actually God who gave you. Don't worry, my brother. We'll remove the thorns and get the miracle. Yay! And I've been asking myself, why couldn't it just be there? But God puts it inside the thorns. Your business is there, but you are struggling right now to make it happen. So many thorns in your business. So many thorns. You're even asking, is this God who gave me? Shut up. I thought you prayed for it. Remove the thorns and get your breakthrough. Amen. Then he sees behind, he sees a lamp in the thorns. And the Bible says in verse 14, what does he say?
And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide.
Okay. The Bible does not say he called the name of God. He called the name of the place. God will provide. So there is a place which is called God will provide. When you touch that place, God provides. When you see that place, God provides. When you operate on that place, God provides. Now, calm down. We're getting in there. So I'm here, prophet. Because we're about to touch that place. Now get this. So the Bible says he called the name of the place what? God will provide. As it is said to this day. Not in those days. Meaning to say that until now, it is there. The place, it is there. But now what makes it more interesting is the next phrase of the scripture, which says, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord. Not on that place, but there is a mount in the realms of the spirit. There is a mount of the Lord. At that mount of the Lord, God provides. Raise your hand, say, touch the place.
I touch the place.
Oh, Rabbas. Now, are you getting there? So there is a portal, a spiritual place. Once you get there, I tell you the truth, things start happening one after another. If it's not this door, another door. You even get calls you never even requested. Things begin to happen because you are operating at a mount which is called the Lord will provide. It does not say it is the name of. In fact, of course, you can actually use it to describe God as a name. Okay? You can use it as God's name. But the fact is, it is not the name of God. It is the name of the place. There is a spiritual place in the spirit realm, which is known as Jehovah Jireh, which means God will provide. It is a spiritual place. It's a mount of the Lord. When you touch that place, Abraham took 3 days to look for the place until he saw the place and he said, this is the place. Now imagine if Abraham had gone there and gone opposite side, the same mountain, but gone a different location. And could there be provision?
No.
Provision would be at a place, right place. That's why we have a lot of people who are so righteous and holy, but they're broke. Okay, let me say something to you. Okay. The things of God are not found everywhere. Did you hear that? This is why if you want to prophesy, come to me. There is a place in the realm of the spirit. So how God works is this. If you want to prophesy, God puts up a prophet and say, that one day he will give you prophecy. So in other words, there is a location. The whole Israel, they would go to the desert where John was. Because if that became a location in the spirit. If you want prophecy in the days of Elijah, you have to go where Elijah is. Because in the spirit, that becomes what? A location. Similarly to blessings, I want you to hear this. God does not put miracles or finances anywhere. There is a place. This is why when God wanted to bless Abraham, he said, I can't bless you here. leave your father, your mother to a place that I will show you. There, I will turn you into a great person. I'll bless you there. So there is a place. So God moves him from the place. In Isaiah 43 and Isaiah 45, God speaks, especially 45, he speaks to his servant Cyrus. And what does God say? He says, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. And I will make people to start bringing wealth. All hidden treasures. Oh my God, I'm talking to somebody right here. Will begin to show up. If you see my prayers, you may think I'm crazy. If you see my written prayers, which I normally pray, you may think, what is this? How does this man pray? There are prayers I speak with my mouth, and there are prayers I write them and I recite them. I read them and I read them and I read them and I read them and I read them again. Like the prayers of David. The reason why we have the book of Psalms is because he was writing. Other prayers, write them. What have I said? Other prayers, write them. Who knows, you may have the Psalms of you in the future. Psalms of Justice Har. Say amen.
Amen. Powerful.
So when we are dealing with the Jehovah Jireh, please. In English, it's called Jireh. Okay? In English, it's called Jireh. But in Hebrew, it's Yireh. The word Yireh comes from the word Ra. It does not mean God will provide. It means God sees. In a sing of a way to give you what you're looking for. That's why the others they say provide. Other they just say provide. But if you go there, it's the word Yireh, which means sees. Now go back to the scripture, verse 14. It says what? It says, and Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Now go to King James Version. Now in King James Version, it says, and Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, or Jehovah Yahweh Yireh, Adonai Yireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. So the word Yireh means Ra. R-A-A-H. Ra, which means sees. So there is a place where God can see you and give you what you're looking for. Raise your hand, somebody, and say, tonight, Jehovah will see me. And Abraham called the name of the place what?
Jehovah Jireh.
Uh-huh.
As it is said to this day.
Not in those days only, even today.
In the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen.
It shall be seen. Do you believe it? People begin to move. People break out. People begin to walk in a season where they begin to take over. Amen. Some in mining. Amen. Some in projects, contracts, in media. Some will take over because we will be operating at a place where God sees you. Amen. Jehovah sees. It shall be seen. At the mount, Jehovah Yireh. He never said it's the name of God. He never said, and he called God Jehovah Yireh. He called the name of the place. Imagine tonight you getting to that level where you will be operating at a place of what? Provision. Where God sees you. May God see your account. May God see your application. May God see your project. May he see your proposal. May he see your plans. May he see your application. Somebody say, Jehovah sees.
I shall be seen
at the mount of the Lord.
So the Lord is blessing you strategically at this place tonight. The Lord says, speak to them. I am blessing them strategically at a place where no longer the devil shall hide you. Your contracts will never be hidden. Whatsoever the enemy has been hiding of you, the Lord is going to put at a place where you will be recognized, where you will be seen, where you will be remembered. I decree and declare, I prophesy as a prophet of God. So shall this be. Receive in the name of Jesus.
It only takes one moment at a location where God can provide for a person to start operating in a place of provision. I have seen it, and I'm telling you things I've seen and have heard of the things I've touched and experienced. There are moments when I see that I am at a place. You don't force things. They just happen. Because spiritually, you're at a right place. And I decree and declare tonight, may you operate from this place. May you operate at the right location. Listen, as you're raising up your hands, I'm not teaching people who don't give. I'm talking to people who have been giving to God. I'm talking to people who always, they give. But now I want to usher you at this place so that your giving can operate from the highest point in the realms of the Spirit. Not will you just be giving. You are in a prophetic ministry. You'll be giving from a point, from a place, from a location where your giving shall provoke a reaction. You have given a lot, but I want that giving that you give or you have given to start bringing in results. I call upon my God. Father, you said at your mount, they will be seen. See this woman tonight. See this man tonight. If you open your heart, you will operate from this mount. I usher you at this location. And I pray that from tonight you start operating from the highest realm. Your name will be seen in bolds. I see discussions about your name in the boardrooms. Wherever you go, you shall have an impact. It's in the name of Jesus.